We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Everybody, it's time to put some pep into your step and join us on the sunny side of the street. Everyone here at Senior Radio Buffalo is in a great mood because now it's time to introduce you to the man who is going to motivate you and inspire you to celebrate your life. Ladies and gentlemen, Western New York senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness!
Hi, this is Richard Derwald. Many of you know me as Mr. Fitness. You know, a lot of people today say that 60 is the new 40, but this was especially not true in 1942.
To find out more, stay tuned to Senior Radio Buffalo.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon. Today's high 69. Partly cloudy tonight with patchy fog later on across the southern tier. The low 55. Mostly sunny tomorrow after that fog burns off. Sunday's high 76. Monday, sunny to partly cloudy and more humid with a breeze in the afternoon. Definitely in sunscreen territory these days. High for Memorial Day, 81. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm Sally Sherman.
Thanks, Sally. Right now, cloudy and 58 in Buffalo. I'm Tom Puckett. The WBEN.com newsroom is the news feed that never stops. Stay in the know and follow our updated Twitter feed for the latest by following at WBEN.
The following is paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Welcome back, everybody. Linda back here with you on Senior Radio Buffalo. A little factoid for you. We like to think that we're elder statesmen on the air, but let me tell you, sharks. Now, you want to talk about an old species. Sharks have been around for over 400 million years, and that means they were here long before the dinosaurs. Because their skeletons are made of cartilage rather than bone, sharks don't leave fossils the way other animals do. However, how did we know they're around? Well, fossilized shark teeth have been found. So while we're not nearly as old as sharks, it is senior radio, and something that we have to be on guard for is the onset of a stroke. And you know what? You can get a stroke early on, even before you become a senior. But the reasons are many, and the person who we're going to talk to is such an expert on this. I'm so happy to have Dr. Lee Gutterman on the show with us. This is Stroke Awareness Month, and Dr. Lee Gutterman, you've seen him on AM Buffalo with me. He's the medical director of stroke for the Catholic Health System, and he's an endovascular neurosurgeon, and he explains it so well. So welcome, Dr. Gutterman. It's great to have you on Senior Radio.
Well, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's talk a little bit about stroke awareness. A lot of times, Doctor, people don't understand what's happening, and they end up wasting precious time that they can't get back.
I think we can start by saying that time is brain. And the faster we can treat you for your stroke, the more likely you are to have a good outcome. And that means that it's important that our audience recognizes what it means to be having a stroke. So the easiest thing to explain would be that you're paralyzed on one side of your body, or you're weak on one side of your body, or you have speech problems in that you can't speak or you can't understand speech. You might have a droop of your face. You might have severe dizziness. You might lose half of your visual field. So all these things would be an indicator that something's wrong and that you need to call 911 and you need to get to a comprehensive stroke center or a primary stroke center as quickly as possible.
And Dr. Gutterman, which center or which centers here in Western New York do you like to recommend?
So I work exclusively in the Catholic health system. We have 7 hospitals. Each of them has 24/7, 365 stroke neurology coverage. They also have 24/7, 365 neurosurgery coverage. And so if you were in Eastern Niagara Hospital or you were at Mount St. Mary's, you would, if needed, get transported to our comprehensive stroke center, which is Mercy Hospital of Buffalo. We have helicopter connections. We have ground transportation. The same would be true of Kenmore Mercy Sisters Hospital and St. Joe's Hospital, which is part of Sisters Campus. We have direct communication between our comprehensive stroke center and our primary stroke centers within the Catholic health system.
Sounds
now,
great.
If you want to talk
go
about,
ahead. Mm-hmm. Please go continue, ahead. Dr.
Something
Gutterman.
Really, 2 things that are really cool and futuristic that we have implemented in our 7 hospital stroke system. One is that we have emergency telemedicine coverage for a trained stroke neurologist directly to the ER, where they don't have to drive there anymore. They can interview you and speak to your family about the stroke you may be having and about what is the most appropriate course of action to treat the stroke. But even cooler than that, we have an application on our phones, all the neurosurgeons and stroke neurologists, where as soon as you get a CT scan, or you get a CT scan that looks at the blood vessels that feed your brain from the neck up, it comes right to our phone immediately, and so we can make a diagnosis. Regardless of where we are, we can triage the patients to the appropriate facility for treatment. And these 2 digital entities, the telemedicine or the telehealth, and our, it's called VizAI, which is our app to look at the imaging, have revolutionized the speed with which we can identify strokes once they're in the ER, and we can make the appropriate treatment decision. Now, if I may, we have something that we're just starting, which is also remarkable. It's another application for your phone that the EMS providers, the emergency medical technicians, have, so that when they go to someone's house and they realize there's a stroke, they can use the app to immediately notify the ER doctors that they're bringing a stroke in. And then if I feel that the stroke needs surgery, on that same application, we can notify all the people who need to rush to the hospital, let's say it's at night or on a weekend, to help get that stroke treated as quickly as possible.
Wow.
So,
Doc, let me ask you, Doctor, have you used it already, and how's it worked?
Oh, the telemedicine we implemented prior to the COVID pandemic, and we've been using it for about 2 years now. It works so well, it's not to be believed. The imaging application, where we get to see the CT scan, etc., immediately, we also have been using for about 1.5 years. It's remarkable. It will even calculate if you have a bleed in your brain, how big is that bleed? It actually gives it to you in milliliters. So you get a volume and you can make predictions about outcome from that.
That's amazing.
And it's amazing. It's like a revolution in stroke.
And that's why we don't want people to wait. And sometimes a stroke is seen by somebody else before you recognize it yourself. You may be, you know, getting a dizzy, or you may be having a very, very bad headache, and you can't put into words what it is you're feeling, but someone could recognize this in you. And a lot of times, doctor, you will see one side of someone's face droop, the eye droops, the mouth droops, they can't use the arm on that side. This is all indicative of stroke, which people have called it a brain attack. Imagine vessels in your brain being so constricted that all of a sudden your brain isn't getting the nutrients and the oxygen and the blood that it needs, and you have a stroke. Dr. Gutterman, is stroke hereditary in any way or more prevalent among certain people?
I think stroke can be hereditary. We know there are certain clotting disorders that make the blood clot more than it should. Some people have implicated COVID in this, and we've seen cases in young people. But you can inherit these clotting disorders, and if they're not treated properly, they can lead to the type of stroke we call an ischemic stroke, which is when the blood vessel to the brain blocks off, and then the brain isn't getting oxygen and glucose that it needs. But there's another type of stroke, which is about 20% of the strokes, and that's a bleed in the brain. So a blood vessel might burst in the brain, and sometimes it's due to an abnormal blood vessel that has what we call an aneurysm, which is like a little bubble on the blood vessel that tends to rupture. That can be hereditary as well, even though the majority of patients who have these aneurysms were at one time also smokers, there is a familial component to development of aneurysms. And for instance, if a 20-year-old developed an aneurysm who never smoked, we would want to get MRI scans of all her brothers and sisters and maybe her young parents if they didn't smoke, or anybody in the family who might have bad headaches, because it's unusual for a 20-year-old to have a bleed in the brain. Or in addition, if the blood vessel blocks off and it's ischemic stroke, that is very unusual. And so we may want to test family members for things that we might find in their child or a younger member of the family.
Dr. Gutterman is with us. Dr. Lee Gutterman, this is Stroke Awareness Month, and he is the medical director of stroke for the Catholic Health System and an endovascular neurosurgeon. Dr. Gutterman, are we still talking about like that magic hour after a stroke, that we have such good medication you can practically reverse it?
This is a great question. So the Catholic Health System for many years used a drug, a clot-munching drug called TPA, because that was what was available to us and that was what the trials were done using. And if you gave this drug intravenously, it could open up the blood vessels. But more recently, we've switched to a drug called TNK, which opens the blood vessels without an operation twice as often as the TPA does. So in addition, if you have to transfer a patient from one facility to another, the old drug, you used to hang a drip and have the drug dripping while they were in the ambulance. The new drug, you just get one injection and you're on your way to another facility if needed without having to have a drip.
Amazing.
So that's been extremely helpful to us, extremely helpful.
And I've heard doctors say that it is so effective that sometimes as you're administering it to the patient and the patient is getting that medication, you can see their speech improve and you can see that they're starting to use their arm again. It's that quick.
I think that is true. We have seen that. And I think with the new drug, you have twice the chance of getting better with just the drug. But when patients aren't getting better, and we know there's a blocked blood vessel because I saw it on my smartphone before the patient even got the drug, we might transfer them to Buffalo Mercy Hospital, and then myself or Dr. Davies, both of us are endovascular neurosurgeons, I kind of consider myself to be a brain plumber. So I open blocked blood vessels or blocked pipes, and I fix leaky or broken pipes. And what we can do now is transfer the patients, get them on the table, do an angiogram where we actually make a puncture in one of the arteries in the wrist or the leg, and we identify the blockage, and then we can get a tiny tube to navigate right into the clot, and then we can either use suction or we can use a grabber to pull the clot out of the blood vessel.
Amazing.
In addition, that really is amazing. And in addition, like the last three cases I did last week, the patient had a blockage in the neck, in the carotid artery, and also had a blockage in the blood vessel in the brain. So we would open up the blocked blood vessel in the neck using a balloon and a stent, and then we would snake the tube past what we just opened into the blood vessel in the brain and grab the clot out.
Amazing. Dr. Lee Gutterman, we got to leave it there because we are out of time. But as you can hear, folks, we're talking about excellent care, but you got to meet medical science halfway and get to the hospital, okay, if you assume or you think you might even be having a stroke. It's Stroke Awareness Month, and time will not be on your side. But if you can get to the hospital, amazing things that can be done. And if you're one of Dr. Lee Gutterman's patients, you consider yourself fortunate. He's the medical director of stroke for the Catholic Health System and an endovascular neurosurgeon. And we are thrilled to have him here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do, we'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service, we'll empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service, we'll empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our Senior Radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Hey, welcome to the program again, everyone. Linda Pellegrino here with you, your host. Where would I rather be? Nowhere else, because this is exactly the seat I need to be in to hear what's going on in Western New York and to pass so much good news onto our listeners. And we have more and more listeners every week. We're so excited. I know, because I get stopped in the store and people tell me that they love the show and they love the kinds of things that we talk about because they did not know this, okay? So many things happening around us. And yet sometimes if we just listen to the headlines, we miss life. We miss the beauty and the goodness of life and the people who are around us and our wonderful Western New York neighbors. And that includes the incredible folks who help us through People Inc. People Inc. has been an incredible non-for-profit agency helping people from little ones all the way through, yes, our seniors, with really no matter what life throws at them, they can help you. And that's what they're there for. We're going to talk a little bit more about People Inc., and then we're going to talk about some senior living apartments that are available for the seniors who are listening. All you need to have is basically an income qualification, which really I think it really will allow an awful lot of people to call in for these apartments. It's very, very generous, I think. We have Rhonda Frederick, who is here. She is the president and CEO of our wonderful People Inc. And we have Sarah Bonstadt, who is here, who is the People Inc. Senior Living Policy Administrator. We'll start with Sarah, or with the Rhonda. Rhonda, you service, what, over like 11,000 people here in Western New York, including Rochester?
11,000 every year.
Amazing. Amazing. And this all came to be 52 years ago, when some parents realized that there weren't enough services for their kids as they were getting older.
Right, as they were aging out of school, transitioning out of school, there weren't too many adult services for individuals with disabilities. So a group of parents got together, formed People Inc., and then as the years went by, people recognized what a fabulous job we did working with people with disabilities. So now we're in the senior services world.
Yes, and we're looking at apartments, and having a disability is not a qualification. All it is having an income that fits the qualification. And for that, we're going to talk to Sarah Bonstadt, because I love the idea of these senior living apartments. So Sarah, tell us how people might get in touch with you if they're interested in one of these great apartments.
Sure, there's two best ways to get in touch with us. By phone, 716-880-3890, and then of course on the web, www.people-inc.org.
Cool. Now, how soon might these apartments be ready?
You know what? There's waiting lists at most of all of our sites, but sometimes it's a month, and then sometimes it could be up to a year. So depending on the location, and it's always changing. People are moving in, moving out. So the market's hot right now. People are selling their homes. So if they need a place to go, the best thing to do would be to call and get an application first.
Yeah, by all means, get on the list, because you never know.
You can always reapply.
Right. And let me ask you, Rhonda, how long have you folks now been offering all of these great, not only senior living apartments, but these senior services?
We started our senior services in the early 1990s. Mm-hmm. We were approached by HUD to get into the housing business. They loved what we did on the disability side. And then we saw a need. There's a need for case management. There's a need for therapeutic day programs for individuals with memory issues, case management, home health care, OTPT speech, those kinds of services, rehab services out of the home. And we just, began, and I think we're really good at what we do.
I do, too. It seems to me, Rhonda, is that you basically work with an individual, and if there's a need that isn't met, You invent the support system for that person, and then it grows and grows and envelops other people who may need that service.
Absolutely.
I mean, you don't find that they go away, with people. People have unique needs, and it's so great to know that People Inc. is there to answer that and say, okay, let's try this, or let's go here, or let's put some professionals together and come up with something for this person.
I think the thing you'll see in our staff is incredible enthusiasm and love for the work they're doing, and it comes across each and every day. And even, from the first phone call you make to us, the person answering the phone really wants to help.
That's fantastic. And you're looking for more people who have that caring gene, right?
We always are looking for staff. We have a lot of wonderful jobs and a lot of opportunity in many areas all over the county, all over actually Western New York, as well as we have summer internship opportunities. If you have grandkids that are looking for something to do this summer, we have some great, and you get great experience. And I think you fall in love with this field. And whether you're working in the senior services or in disability services, it's a great place to be.
Yeah. And Sarah, can people, can they let you know what they're interested in? And Rhonda, and you can, help them find whatever it is that their talent is with working with people.
Absolutely. And if you just pick up the phone and call, and because we do actually have some housing too for 55 plus and
Ooh.
Over 18 too.
Oh.
So there is some affordable housing. That's something new and a new need that we went to.
That was my next question with the apartments, is that did you have to be over a certain age, not just have the income qualification?
For part of our programs, you have to be 62, and then you're income eligible based on that $27,650. and your rent would be based on your income. So everyone pays a different rent based on what you can afford. And then we do have another program with our tax credit, and it's a set rent, but it's much more affordable than your typical market rents.
And we were talking about the names of the complexes. You would never know that this is... You know, this is being run by People Inc.
No, you would have no idea unless you go by and you see the
agency.
Little,
yeah. I would say, yeah,
yep. They're all delightful. It's sunflowers, lily, iris, marigold, and then we've gone to some trees. So we've got walnut out there and willow. So different locations all throughout
Sarah,
Western New York.
What have you heard from some of the people who rent from you? And how it has changed their lives.
Oh, my gosh. I think about people that might be in homes that they just either can't afford, can't maintain anymore. Mm-hmm. Neighborhoods have changed. Their neighbors have moved out. And they're able to come, especially when a new building is built. And they make such good friends. And they do so many different things. They have a new take on life.
A new purpose.
Yeah.
So, folks, if you're listening, and now all of a sudden we have your attention, tell us again, Sarah, what the income qualification is to get on the list for one of these great senior apartments.
Sure. For one person, you have to make less than $27,650 a year.
So if you break that down to their Medicare.
What they get monthly?
Yes. Or Social Security.
Social Security and a pension, like that. About $2,300 monthly. You have to make less than that. Because you always think about what goes in your checking account every month. You know?
Because it's a wonderful thing if you have a home. But now that we're getting into summer, now you're thinking about maintaining, again, lawn, and I get the windows done, and this and that. And if your heart isn't into it, right now it's a great market to sell that house and find yourself in a brand new living environment. We have to leave it there, folks, but... People Inc. is who you want to get in touch with. We thank Rhonda Frederick, who is the president and CEO, and Sarah Bonstadt, who's been helping us. She's the Senior Living Policy Administrator. Please call 716-880-3890 or log on to people-inc.org.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. That's seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
It's 11:30 from the WBEN newsroom. I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. The vice president in Buffalo for the funeral of Ruth Whitfield, one of 10 victims of the top shootings 2 weeks ago. WBEN's Brayton Wilson was at the airport when Vice President Harris arrived.
Thanks, Tom. Vice President Kamala Harris arrived in Buffalo shortly after 9:45 this morning to attend the funeral of Ruth Whitfield, who is the last of the 10 victims in the top mass shooting to be laid to rest 2 weeks after the incident. She landed, stepped off Air Force 2, and had the motorcade take her to Mount Olive Baptist Church in Buffalo, where she will be paying respects to Whitfield and her family, as Whitfield will be laid to rest later on today. Max Ferry is down at the church. He will have more for you later on today right here on WBEN and also at WBEN.com. Tom?
And now let's go to WBEN's Max Ferry live outside Mount Olive Baptist Church.
I am outside Mount Olive Baptist Church. The motorcade arrived at the Mount Olive Baptist Church at about 10:25 a.m. The VP is nowhere in sight, but staff confirms she is visiting with family members of Ruth Whitfield. The funeral is scheduled to begin at noon, Tom.
All right, Max. Vice President Harris, the second gentleman, and Assistant Pastor Dr. Wayne Gillison are meeting with members of the Whitfield family. After that meeting, the Vice President, second gentleman, and Mayor Byron Brown will meet with families of the other mass shooting victims. We'll have team coverage live and local throughout the midday here on WBEN. The WBEN 7 weather forecast for today. We'll see some sunshine later on, a high of 68. Clear skies tonight, low 55. Right now it's cloudy and 59 in Buffalo. I'm Tom Puckett. The WBEN.com newsroom is the news feed that never stops. Stay in the know and follow our updated Twitter feed for the latest by following at WBEN.
When I was a young boy growing up in Buffalo, New York, I was probably 5 or 6 years old. I used to ride my tricycle up and down the sidewalk and down in the neighborhood. And as one house I went by every day, and there was an older gentleman sitting up there. I think he was in a rocking chair. I'm not exactly sure, but I drive by every day, and he would smile and he'd wave, and I would smile and I'd wave back. And this went on every single day. And I started to think to myself, you know, he's in the chair. He seems like a real nice guy, but I've never seen him walk around the porch. I've never even seen him stand up. And I was a little concerned about that. So I went home and I asked my mother. I says, Mom, the fellow down the street. She goes, yeah. I says, I've never seen him walk around. I'm a little bit worried about him. I've never even seen him stand up. Is there something wrong with him? She goes, honey, you've got to remember, he's an elderly gentleman. He's probably over 60 years old. And I thought to myself, over 60? Is this what we can expect after 60? Incredibly, some people still believe that reaching age 60 tends to mark the beginning of the end, when in fact, age 60 can mark the beginning of the best phase of your life, but that's up to you.
You've got the power.
That's right, you've got the power. I was recently talking with the executive producer of Senior Radio Buffalo, Joe Donesco, and my good friend Phyllis Gorski, the publisher of After 50 magazine. We all provide the information to make you feel better, to make you look better, and to make you be better. And that's what this show is all about.
You've got the power.
Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to the program. It's great to have everyone listening to Senior Radio Buffalo. Linda Pellegrino here at your service. And, you know, I thought I found something very interesting. You know, there's five holidays in May that have to do with the military. The most famous, of course, is Memorial Day, which will be happening down on May 30th. But I have a little factoid about the military I thought I would pass on to you. Do you know this month was actually National Bell Bottoms Day as well? Now, in order to properly recognize a National Bell Bottom Day, we really have to go back to the 1800s Navy for these wide leg pants. Sailors, now I never knew this, why were they designed that way? Sailors could roll them up to keep dry while swabbing the decks, and if a sailor fell overboard, they could pull off their bell bottoms, fill the legs with air, and the bell bottoms acted as a flotation device. And that's true. That's why they were designed that way. I can't imagine pulling off my pants and filling them with air while you're bobbing in the ocean. But that's exactly why they were designed that way. And you know, they were actually discontinued in the U.S. Navy until they were discontinued in 1998, which I think is sad because I love them. I still love them. Anyway, that's our little factoid for the day as we start our show. Listen, everybody, we are so happy to have back with us Dr. Lisa Harris, who's Vice President of Medical Affairs with Unavera. So good morning, Dr. Harris, and great to have you back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back.
Now, did you know that about bell bottoms?
I had absolutely no idea, but, you know, being a child of the 70s,
yep,
they were like my favorite thing to wear.
Me too. Me too. I had elephant
flares,
right? Of course, with the platforms. Absolutely. And I understand they're coming back again, but we'll talk about that at another time. This morning, Doc, we want to talk to you about something that a lot of people have taken advantage of, and that is telemedicine. So for those who may not be familiar with that phrase, tell us what telemedicine is.
Yeah, so telemedicine is the remote delivery of health care. So that's an appointment with a doctor, a therapist, or a specialist virtually. That's the exciting part. So it's usually through an electronic device like a computer. You can do it with a smartphone or even a tablet. And so you can see the doctor right away. You can schedule an appointment that works best for you. So the convenience factor for that is just, you know, it's invaluable.
Absolutely. Now, who would want to use telemedicine? A lot of people say, well, I'm going to the doctor. I want to go in and see the doctor. But if you stop and think about it, it really is very, very handy.
It absolutely is. And so, again, when we talk about telemedicine, it's all these variety of different modalities. But the bottom line is that there are some things that you actually need to have a face-to-face for, you know, that the doctor has to put hands on you and listen to you. But things like common colds, allergies, behavioral health issues, seeing a therapist or a psychiatrist, those types of things are really very convenient. We know that during the pandemic, behavioral health issues skyrocketed, and it just made mental health treatment and behavioral health treatment much more accessible for people across the board.
You know, it's interesting because my son is a mental health therapist. He's been on the show, and he has found it invaluable. So many of his clients wouldn't be able to see him during, let's say, office hours. They're working, and so is he. And he's able to take hours during his evening and be able to speak with people, especially during COVID, you know, when you really were discouraged to coming into the office. It's been invaluable.
That's right. And so, again, we just want to make sure that it's those common conditions are things that lend itself to a virtual visit, so like the behavioral health or just a quick follow-up or an acute visit that doesn't require someone to take a look at you. But it's incredibly convenient because you could do it on your lunch hour at work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or during a break. It just makes the convenience really very easy for folks to be able to get in and see a provider and take care of a condition that's needed right away.
Right, and it's not like you may have to find a brand new doctor. You may, in fact, get to see your own doctor this way.
Absolutely. So the pandemic really opened options. We've had telemedicine around for quite some time, but doctors were a little reluctant to really adopt that. But with the pandemic and the inability to have people in person led many doctors and specialists to embrace that telehealth technology just to be able to better serve their patients.
Oh, yeah.
But every provider doesn't offer it, so you just need to check with your doctor and see if they actually have the capabilities for telehealth.
And at Univera Healthcare, you're making it very easy to identify providers and healthcare facilities
that
offer telehealth services. Maybe you can tell us about that.
That's right. So when you're using the Find a Doctor section on the website, you can see if their particular doctor offers telemedicine. So you can just go right to univerahealthcare.com, and right on the website, we'll tell you, does your doctor offer telehealth or not?
All right. Now, I'm sure there are certainly situations where telemedicine may not be the best option.
That is absolutely correct. So emergency conditions, certainly you should not be using telemedicine. For life-threatening medical conditions, you want to call 911 right away or seek in-person treatment. So, you know, acute sudden chest pain, abdominal pain, things that are sudden and serious, you don't want to use telemedicine for that.
Right. And is telehealth, in this case with Univera, covered by insurance?
Yeah, so telehealth is the term that we utilize for our vendor partnership with MD Live, and so they provide telemedicine benefits to all of our members that are over or under age 65. And they can connect you with a network of doctors with at least 15 years of experience in the event that your doctor, your PCP, is unavailable or doesn't utilize telehealth.
You know, doctor, just recently I was out of town, but I was listening to this show. We had taped a segment, and I was listening to it via the Odyssey app, and I was amazed at how far away you can hear the Odyssey app. You can literally tune into this show around the world. And as I was listening from far away, I thought to myself, how lucky we are here in Western New York to have Univera and to have this opportunity available to us to see a doctor almost any time using this new service through telemedicine.
Absolutely. So it just gives our membership just a wide variety of opportunities to connect with the provider. So with your PCP, with your specialist, and if you don't have that availability or capability, with our partner with MD Live. So there's really not a reason for you not to be able to be connected with a provider for any instance.
Now, Dr. Harris, and we're speaking with Dr. Lisa Harris, VP of Medical Affairs with Univera. If you were to make an appointment with your doctor for a telemedicine or telehealth appointment, can he or she make that with you at any time of the day that they would normally see you in the office?
Yeah, pretty much. So it kind of depends on the provider office, how they have their telemedicine visits set up. But generally, it would be pretty much any time during the day. They can intersperse them throughout their regular visits. Some providers, as you mentioned with your son, are doing them in the evening. Some are doing early in the morning. And with MD Live, it's pretty much any time during the day.
Okay. And if you wanted to show the doctor something, the doctor can see you through, it's basically a Zoom call. So he or she can see you as well as you can see through to them.
Yeah, so a platform very similar to Zoom. There's a variety of different platforms that provider offices use, but in the instance when you're doing that virtual video visit, as we call it, you can see the doctor and we can see you. So, you know, certainly have done that and have people shown me some really interesting things on the video.
Doctor, what if, let's say I wanted to accompany my mom for an appointment. Can I sit in with her if this was a telemedicine appointment?
With permission. So as long as there is a release from your mom that she gives permission for you to sit in on the visit, just like you would in person, we have to have the permission of the patient for anybody else to be present. Sure. You sure can.
And of course, if you're going to use this service through Univera, telehealth, telemedicine, you're going to need a computer, a smartphone, or a tablet so you can go ahead and make that call.
That's correct. But even with the smartphones, we make it incredibly easy. Some of the platforms that we utilize just require to send a text message or an email, and the member can connect directly right to that link and be right on camera with your doc.
And, you know, it occurred to me while I was out of town listening to the show, if anyone has those routine common ailments, allergies, colds, and more, even if you're out of town, you could make the telemedicine phone call to your doctor and literally
you
be
sure
seen,
can.
Right?
You sure can. That's the amazing thing about it. So no longer do you have to go running to an urgent, you know, you're on vacation, having the time of your life. You don't have to go to that local urgent care or emergency room. You could schedule a telehealth visit with your doc.
Right. And if it is something like a cold or a flu, just think how much safer it is with you staying home and not bringing that cold and flu to the office with everybody
Absolutely.
Else on staff and all the other patients sitting around.
Absolutely. And if you're not feeling well, you know, trying to drag yourself out of bed to get dressed and get to the office and find a parking space and all that stuff, you know, it just really allows the member to be seen from the convenience and comfort of their own home.
Yeah, I just want to reiterate that this telehealth is covered by insurance. At Univera Healthcare, they partner with MD Live to provide telemedicine benefits to all members over or under 65. MD Live can connect you to a network of doctors with at least 15 years of experience in the event your primary is unavailable or doesn't utilize telehealth. And boy, what a service that is.
That's right. And we're happy to be here to serve our membership.
Do you think this would have happened if we didn't have the pandemic to kind of, you know, they say necessity is the mother of invention, you know? And with the pandemic, a lot of people were of course, discouraged to come into the office where there was a lot of people. Do you think this helped really bring telemedicine to the forefront?
Absolutely. Like I said, as you know, a little earlier, that we've had telemedicine capabilities for a while, but it was really slow to be adopted by particularly primary care offices.
Mm-hmm.
The pandemic forced the necessity. You got to see folks. You got to make sure people are being taken care of. And so here we are. Here's an option for you to be able to provide care in a virtual sense.
Oh, absolutely. And as we were saying, telemedicine can be used to treat a wide range of common conditions like colds, allergies,
right.
more. And if you're out of town, you can call. It's convenient, it's safe, and it saves time, of course. And don't forget,
right.
a lot of people are using telehealth to virtually see a therapist or a psychiatrist as well. That's another field where there may be people who would rather stay home than make that trip
That's
all the
right.
way to the doctor's office. And again, look how private that is.
Absolutely. It just really increases the level of privacy because no one sees you parking and going into that office.
Mm-hmm.
No one is really aware of what you're doing. It's done from the privacy of your home. So it just really, really is a convenience and has really increased our capabilities, particularly in the behavioral health space, to provide services for members.
Oh, yeah. It's just another way of bringing the doctor to your house. It's almost like
a
very modern house call. So there you go.
That's a great way of putting it.
Yeah.
That's a modern house call.
It's a modern house call. And you thought people, doctors didn't make house calls anymore. We're speaking with Dr. Lisa Harris, Vice President of Medical Affairs with Univera. We're so happy to have on Senior Radio Buffalo. So whether you're living locally or maybe you're listening to us by virtual of the Odyssey app, we're so happy to have you tune in and listen to what Senior Radio can offer you week after week right here on WBEN. So remember, everybody, this is where to keep it. Every Saturday and every Sunday morning when you're here in Western New York.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our Senior Radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Welcome back, everybody. Linda Pellegrino, of course, with you here as host of Senior Radio Buffalo. Always great to have you with us. We have a brand new season ahead of us. It's very exciting. Hopefully, with the COVID receding into the background, we're going to get out more. We're going to exercise more. We're going to see our friends more and socialize more. And you know what? That means good living. And if you really want to maximize this point in your life, maybe it's time for you to start thinking about Medicare. Medicare can be a wonderful thing, especially if you are introduced to it in the right way. It can be a nightmare if you don't have anybody to help you through it. But let me tell you, Clarity Group makes sure that they their motto is Medicare Made Clear. Believe me, by the time you leave any office of Clarity Group, that's why they're named Clarity Group, you'll understand about the plan that you have picked. You'll see what it can do for you. You'll find out that it's affordable to you. And the nice thing is that these folks at Clarity Group locally are here all year round with the doors open. You can call anytime you have a question. You can call anytime or walk in and visit, and even take their Medicare 101 sessions if you'd like to come in on a Saturday and learn a little bit more about the process. These ladies and their wonderful staff really make sure they are up to date on all of the changes, because as we know, it can be very, very complicated. We want to welcome all the principal folks from Clarity Group. We have Sally Steyer, who's president, Lisa Giancarlo, vice president, and Karen Olson, vice president, all standing by. Again, good morning, ladies. Nice to have you here.
Good morning, Linda.
Great to have you here. Hey, Karen Olson, let's talk about the advent of all of these incredible commercials that are invading our televisions, these 800 numbers where people, famous people, are imploring you to go ahead and call them. You're not getting everything that you could be getting on Medicare. We know that's not true if we visit a Clarity Group office.
You know, those numbers, Linda, are from brokers who are in other parts of the country who are not really familiar with our network in this area. And we have all the plans that they're trying to get you to call about. So in most cases, when you call those numbers, they're only allowed to offer you the national carriers. We offer both national and local. We can show you all the plans that are available in our area, everything from an HMO to an HMO POS to a PPO, Medicare supplement plans, prescription drug plans. So we've been trained and contracted with all the the carriers that offer the plans in our area. We can show you all the buyback plans or the plans that give you dental and vision and all of that. So it's a difference between trying to imagine what they're going to enroll you in or actually sitting down with us and seeing the actual materials and comparing the plans one right next to the other. So we're all about educating. We're all about being transparent. I'm not trying to trick you into anything or tell you things that, you know, maybe are so fantastic that you think you're missing something. So we're here to just show you the truth and what's out there in each plan and help you find the plan that's a really good fit for you.
Yes, and you make it very enjoyable, I may say, as well, from being a very satisfied customer. Now, Sally Steyer, well, you're very welcome. Thank you. Sally Steyer, you are president and founder of Clarity Group. A lot of people listening might say, yeah, but on TV they say it's a free service. What have you got to say to that?
Well, our services are always free.
How about that, folks?
How about that? So, you're right. So, we founded Clarity Group. Actually, we're just celebrated our 5-year anniversary. And one of the things when we started the company was that we wanted a service that people could count on to learn all their Medicare options in one location, as opposed to having to go from company to company and learning everything. It's a one-stop shop. You can come to Clarity. We are contracted with almost all of the area carriers, local and national, and we get paid on the back end by those carriers. So for the client, there is never a fee. You can come to us, and we'll give you all the information, and it doesn't cost you a dime.
You see that? Risk to anybody. Again, it never costs you a dime to go and have your Medicare looked at and helped make a choice for you from Clarity Group. Never costs you anything. Now, we also want to let everybody know where you are. Clarity Group is right on Transit Road in Depew, not far from the Big Wegmans. McKinley Mall, Boulevard Mall, Batavia, they'll even come to you or they'll even come to your company if they would like to have a representative from Clarity Group come on out and address a group maybe who are getting very close to 65. But even though with all of these wonderful locations, we want people to know that you are open all year round. You don't see a sign saying, well, see you next open enrollment period. No, their doors are open. Their people are there. They are there for you all year round. So if you would like to go, guess what? You don't really need an appointment. Walk-ins are always welcome. Although if you have an appointment, they can expect you. Let's talk about that with Lisa Giancarlo. Lisa, you even invite them in on a Saturday morning for a little one-on-one with Medicare, correct?
We do. Every weekend at our Depew office, we have what they call our Medicare with Clarity, which is a Medicare 101 session to teach you everything, all the ABCDs of Medicare. Maybe, you know, even if you're already on Medicare and you don't think you understand something, you know, and you just want to refresh your course, we're here for you. And our Boulevard Mall office and our McKinney Mall office alternate Saturdays.
Okay.
The office will alternate Saturdays also. So you can call us at 716-393-3437. You can make your reserve a spot for the Medicare 101s for Batavia and Batavia and Transit Road at the same number. You're going to press number 1. McKinley, you're going to press 2, and Boulevard, you're going to press 3. But you can also just call to schedule a one-on-one appointment after hours or on the weekends or, you know, whatever suits your needs if you're still working or whatnot. But our Medicare 101s are fantastic. We've gotten a fantastic response from them and refreshed. So stop in and ask your Medicare questions to one of our fantastic agents that are running those programs.
Right. I mean, and, you know, and let me also reiterate, you're just not born knowing about Medicare. You really need to be taught, you know, what it is, what each plan offers you. And Karen, let me get you back in here too, because you will show people the variety of plans that are available to them, not just one or two. You don't have any skin in the game to pick just one. If people go to a specific company, you're going to buy their product. You don't really care. You just want to show them which is their best choice. And many of these are these wonderful new 5-star plans that are available.
Yeah, when we sit down with folks, we have a conversation with them. We listen to what they have envisioned for them, for their, you know, their future needs with their plan. We try to understand how they want their plan to work for them. So we'll look at their doctors, we'll look at their medications, we'll talk about the enrollment periods, because we don't want them to come up against any late enrollment penalties or anything like that. So, you know, we look at all the different options, we show them all the plans, we talk about the plan star rating. There are many, many choices for five-star plans in this area. We're very fortunate in this area to have a number of five-star plans from both the, you know, local and the national carriers. And we have all the materials right in each one of our locations. So you can actually touch and feel and see the plans and take your time and look at it and not hang on a phone call, you know, with an 800 number for 4 hours trying to figure it out on your own. So you can pick our brains and get our advice, and then we help you enroll in the plan, and we're there for you all year round, all throughout the year. If you have any questions, you can give us a call.
I just love that, and I have. Let me say that again. Also, you snowbirds out there, that may make a difference on which Medicare plan you choose, but Clarity Group has them all for you, so you can go ahead and make an intelligent decision. Clarity Group, we're so happy to have them. They make Medicare clear. They're in Depew, McKinley Mall, Boulevard Mall, Batavia. Their main number, 716-393-3437, or log on to claritygroupny.com and do it today.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
An Odyssey station.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.